Ahead of the so-called Freedom Convoy's arrival in Ottawa back in January, the head of the Parliamentary Protective Service says he raised concerns about the trucks being allowed to park in front of Parliament Hill. During testimony at a House of Commons committee, Acting Director Larry Brookson was asked if he could provide the response from Ottawa Police after he raised those concerns, to which he replied, "No." According to Brookson, he was informed of the convoy a week prior to its arrival. "I raised concerns of having vehicles being able to come up in front of the triad, but again, Wellington is not part of my authority." Brookson says he wants Wellington to remain closed moving forward. "The parliamentary precinct expanded and new resources to keep the area safe. We must look beyond just the human asset to protect our parliamentarians. There needs to be effective barriers and there also needs to be sensing technologies so that I get as much as of an advanced notice of when that threat is coming. And usually, these threats that I'm most concerned about are the threats that are coming where the item of choice is, not out in the open." Brookson says he is satisfied with planning taking place with multiple forces for the potential coming for Canada Day, and adds he expects the precinct and area around the hill to be completely sealed off to vehicles. In a statement to City News, Ottawa police say a review is being conducted into the force's response to the unlawful demonstration, and it will not comment further at this time. Ottawa police have faced criticism for letting the convoy occupy the roads around Parliament Hill for 3 weeks.